What's up, guys and gals? It's Amber, and welcome to Yin Yangin', the pod covering spiritual and metaphysical topics in order to expand, grow, and evolve our minds, bodies, and spirits so that we can consistently keep living our best lives. In today's episode, we dive into Indigenous dance, specifically forms of dance originated by both Native Americans and Africans, its origins, and supporting research that it can heal us. Let's get into it and see what we've got. Okay, so before we can determine whether or not dance can potentially be healing or not, we first need to learn about the history of dance. So here's a little history about African dance according to study.com. And this reference link will, of course, be listed in this episode's description box. African dance refers to a form of performing art found among most cultures of sub-Saharan Africa. Still practiced today, it involves rhythmic body movements combined with music and sometimes theatrical representations. There are as many forms of African dance as there are human groups. Dance is a fundamental part of the cultural fiber and an important activity that serves several purposes in the community. People dance in festivals, religious ceremonies, marriages, funerals, and almost every social occasion. Dancers serve to impart knowledge and traditions. More than a mere performer, the dancer becomes an active member of the community. Local storytellers, teachers, healers, and ordinary individuals adopt specific roles while dancing. Some dances help define individual roles within the community. The Maasai Adumu dance in Kenya is part of the coming-of-age ceremony for men. It involves each young man trying to jump higher than the other. Those who perform the best gain social recognition as warriors and earn priority when choosing their future wives. The themes of dances can be traditional concerns like fertility, rain, or good harvests. One example is the Kakilambe fertility dance from West Africa. They can also be inspired by contemporary issues such as racism or political demands. The gumboot dance of South Africa was developed by miners during apartheid when music was not allowed. Instead, the miners used their boots to make rhythmic sounds. Side note! So what our research has taught us so far is that in Africa, dance is indeed looked at as an art form that is used for self-expression. Now let's discuss how dancing can potentially heal. Research for that led me to find Drs. Nicole Monteiro and Diana Wall. Nicole Monteiro is a psychologist and owner of the Center for Healing and Development, a psychology research and consulting practice. She has a wide range of international work and research experience, including throughout Africa. Her professional and research interests include African dance, global mental health, Muslim and refugee health, and psychological treatment of trauma. Her international work includes conducting mental health research in Ethiopia, developing research projects in Senegal, consulting in Grenada, Peru, and Liberia, working as a psychologist in Bahrain, and completing the Harvard Program for Refugees Trauma's Global Mental Health's Master Certificate Program, where she obtained in-depth training in the unique needs of culturally diverse traumatized populations and post-conflict recovery. Dr. Monteiro developed and runs a global mental health summer training program for doctoral students, which provides cross-cultural exposure and research experience in rural Senegal. Diana J. Wall is a clinical psychologist in Washington, D.C. She completed her doctoral training at the George Washington University School of Professional Psychology, as well as completed the Harvard Program for Refugee Trauma's Global Mental Health's Master Certificate Program. Her clinical work is focused on trauma treatment and assessment, psychological evaluations, immigration, risk, personality, and cognitive, global mental health, women's mental health, psychodynamic psychotherapy, clinical supervision, and training. Let's give it up for these educated ladies and take a moment to just appreciate their educational pursuits and all that they have contributed to their field. These ladies have written an essay titled African Dance as Healing Modality Throughout the Diaspora, the Use of Ritual and Movement to Work Through Trauma. I'm going to read an essay excerpt that explains how dancing can potentially heal you. And it reads, "Dance is a physical behavior that embodies many curative properties that are released through movement, rhythms, self-expression, communion, as well as the mechanisms of cathartic release. These properties allow individuals to shift emotional states, oftentimes creating an experience of wholeness. The expression of emotion through dance is often stated to be organic, natural, and immediate." Lesejo and Maxwell, 2010. That's the source citing. "Alternating mood states are also elicited, which range from reduced arousal leading to tranquil states to increased arousals leading to cathartic release. The rapid motion in dance is stated to be especially intoxicating, oftentimes leading to alterations in states of consciousness while facilitating feelings of internal bliss and elation. In many ritualistic forms, dance can be used to induce disassociated states of consciousness, which are often invested with religious significance and valued as techniques of divination and healing." This next informational nugget is from The Power of Dance, Health and Healing by J.L. Hanna. It is a medical publication on PubMed.gov, and it basically supports the argument that dance, you know, is healing and can help people handle stress and trauma. Dance involves the culturally mediated body, emotion, and mind. So do illness and pain. Dance may promote wellness by strengthening the immune system through muscular action and physiological processes. Dance conditions an individual to moderate, eliminate, or avoid tension, chronic fatigue, and other disabling conditions that result from the effects of stress. Dance may help the healing process as a person gains a sense of control through 1, possession by the spiritual in dance, 2, mastery of movement, 3, escape or diversion from stress and pain through a change in emotion, states of consciousness, and or physical capability, and 4, confronting stressors to work through ways of handling their effects. If you know me very well in real life, then you know that I spent my entire childhood up until college dancing. I was able to get a dance scholarship at a junior college, and being involved in the dance world has long blessed me with meaningful friendships and memories I'll never forget. What made this episode topic appealing to me is that I'm a recent second-time mom. My youngest was born this past June, and I've recently reconnected to the art of dance as a way to get some cardio in to, you know, lose a couple of extra baby weight pounds. And I've noticed positive energetic shifts within myself since reconnecting to my dance roots. So me doing that has just shown me that dance is something I've always truly loved doing. And I said all this to say that this is basically how today's topic was created, because I wanted to see what research is out there or what studies are out there that claim that dance can really heal people. There's research out there and it's proof that it can heal you. And finally, to sum it all up and put a sweet ending to a beautiful meal like a dessert, the last topic we will discuss is rain dancing. The topic of dance just had rain dance stuck in my head as well as something to do with the power of dance beyond just art, beyond sending just something to look at, you know? So let's talk about it, shall we? According to study.com, rain dance ceremonies are traditionally performed in the spring after planting, in the fall before harvesting, and in the late summer if droughts threaten the crop. Pueblos, Navajo, Hopi, and Mojave tribes of the Southwest region perform this ceremony the most often because this part of the country is known to experience the most severe droughts. Traditional beliefs hold that the rain dance is a spiritual activity. Dancers summon the attention of spirits, good and bad. They dance to cleanse the earth of evil spirits and to welcome the blessings of the spirit world. The Bureau of Indian Affairs, BIA, was established in 1824 as a part of the Department of the Interior and is responsible for the administration and management of Native American reservations. In the 1920s and 30s, the BIA placed restrictions on Native American religious dances in an effort to control life on reservations and to keep the tribe's people in line. The rain dance, along with other ceremonial dances like the sun dance and the ghost dance, were outlawed. However, as with so many other forms of political and cultural resistance, the dancers found ways to get around the restrictive laws. The tribes continued dancing. If anybody asked, the dances were for entertainment. They would simply say that they were dancing with joy and not for prayer. And something about this within the Native American culture, to me, how it resonates to Black culture today in America is. Most Black people in America would identify themselves as Christian, especially in the South. And so this just reminded me of praise dancing in like the Baptist church or whatever. The intention behind the movements of dance, it is a prayer, it is a ministry, it is your way of worshiping. So what I got out of this episode, combined with my own real life experience, is that dance can indeed be very healing and therapeutic. Spiritually, I love how dance improves my mood and allows me to vibrate higher. And if you're not familiar with the dance world and dancing, I encourage you to get in front of a mirror, play some music, and move, or perhaps even drop into a beginner's class of some sort. When was the last time you did something for the first time? So, thank you guys once again for tuning in, tapping in, turning on with me this episode. Personally, dance is healing for me. It is also spiritual. And if you don't ever dance in life, even if it's by yourself locked in the bathroom, you're totally missing out. And until next time, keep yin yanging, keep the beat playing on and on, spiritually moving like a rolling stone. Peace and one love.